don't take anything personally. As you make a habit of not taking anything personally, you won't need to place your trust in what others do or say. You'll only need to trust yourself to make responsible choices. You are never responsible for the actions of others. You are only responsible for you. When you truly understand this and refuse to take things personally, you can hardly be hurt by the careless comments or actions of others. Don Miguel Ruiz, The Four Agreements. Fear is the most effective trigger for taking action. It can inspire people to take positive action, thus transmuting fear into a higher vibration. However, some people will take the uninspired and frankly lazy path of tearing other people down. If you and three other people are being chased by a bear, you don't need to be the fastest to survive. You just need to not be the slowest. This might make someone consider the option of tripping the person in front of them. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but that's kind of the point. See, the things we typically fear are not life or death. It's fear of failure, fear of judgment, fear of people's opinion. And so the uninspired among us, when they are afraid, will choose to tear people down rather than taking positive, inspired action of building themselves up. So, understand this. When someone uses words to degrade you, to make you feel badly about how you look, about your clothes, your financial status, your intelligence, they are the ones who are hurting. They are so fearful of finishing last, of being judged, that they perceive this as a life or death threat. Their body responds physiologically as if it is life or death. And so they are willing to tear other people down, even, and sometimes especially, the people closest to them and the people who love them the most. So next time someone tries to make you feel less than, to tear you down, don't take it personally. They are hurting. They are afraid. They are having a moment of profound weakness and darkness. Have compassion. Transmute their fear into love.